Well, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has once again invited Taliban militants to peace talks, calling it their last chance to refrain from insurgency. Speaking at an international conference, Ghani demanded the militant groups start the political process. Previous attempts to reach an agreement between the Taliban and the government failed since a group refused to negotiate until all foreign forces leave Afghanistan. During the conference, Ghani also said the death toll from last week's bomb attack in the capital, Kabul, has risen to over 150 with 300 others injured. Afghan officials previously put the number of those killed at 90. And joining us also from the British capital, London, is journalist and political writer Mr. Dan Glazebrook to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Glazebrook, welcome to the program. This isn't the first time that Kabul has called for the peace process and reintegration with the Taliban. What will be different this time?
Well, I think Afghanistan is increasingly becoming aware that the U.S. is not a friend, is not really an ally. And that the U.S. and the West in general, actually, the strategy is to keep Afghanistan at war with itself. That's the strategy, and to scupper any attempts at any kind of negotiated peace settlement. So I think they're becoming aware of this, and that can only be a good thing. Don't forget, in 2014, in his farewell speech, Hamid Karzai, initially seen as a puppet of the West and of the U.S., and was, of course, installed effectively by the U.S., actually warned the future government about dealing with the U.S. and dealing with the West. He said they should be careful in their dealings with the West, and he specifically said that the U.S. does not want to see peace in Afghanistan because it's got its own agenda and objectives. And I think this is absolutely true. I think that the Western policy led by the U.S. is to keep Afghanistan destabilized in order to prevent it from becoming an independent power in its own right, and particularly to prevent it becoming a strategic ally of China. Now, this has really, the urgency on the West path to implement this strategy has really increased since September, when China opened a major railway in Afghanistan, part of its One Belt, One Road policy. So all of these factors are significant, but I think the Afghan government is becoming aware of the negative role played by the U.S. and the West. And if it can sideline the West in these next negotiations, then it's much more likely to have a better outcome.
All right, thank you very much. Journalist and political writer Mr. Dan Glazebrook joining us from the British capital, London.